Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And because we come to you on a lot of digital networks, we ask that you would share. We have a short amount of time to wake up a lot of ignorant, I think well-meaning, but ignorant people that we need to make aware that they can't sit this out, that we're all in a great deal of danger. We're in a coup, and we're headed towards consolidation of power if these people stay in power. Centralization leads to a purge, and it's communism as we know, and communism is accompanied by body bags. And I'm not exaggerating, folks. You really need to take this seriously. So please share not just what I do, but what Sheriff Mack does, Paul Preston, Sarah Westall, Scotty Sachs. You need to share when you come across good stuff, and this is good stuff you're going to want to share. Well, the topic is negative, but the information is really important. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Lynette Zhang and all these great economists that I really have a lot of respect for are saying, hey, we're days, weeks, at the most months away from collapse of the dollar. And if your money's in the bank, the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says you're an unsecured creditor, which means they're in first place and they can take their money to cover their losses. That's right. That's right. Now, by the way, we interviewed a South Dakota legislator last week, and she talked about how they're trying to undo putting owners of anything in second place, like the UCC code, the Dodd-Frank in South Dakota. They're working on that right now. But right now, folks, you're naked. So what you need to do is get your retirement away from the bank, put it under your control, back it with precious metals. This is what Noble Gold can do. They also can apply something similar to your bank account. Don't have a 1929 moment where you lose everything like my mom's side of the family did. Oh yeah, we used to be part of the Ford family, and he didn't help us. And my mom's relatives, her father, grandfather, richer than heck, lost everything in 1929. She went from riches to rags as a little girl. I don't want that to happen to you. If you have a nest egg, no matter how big, you need this. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I will send you out an electronic packet that it briefly explains in layman's terms everything I've just said in a little more detail, and then a number to call Noble Gold. By the way, I've been a customer for 7 years after advertising for a total of eight. The FTC wants me to tell you there's a risk involved in anything you do with financial transactions. We agree with giving that warning. Absolutely. They should be warning you how crooked the banks are and how they can steal from you as well. DaveHodgesGold.com. Our guest is Sheriff Richard Mack. I've known Sheriff Mack for a very long time. He was one of my first guests when I first started in radio in Little Wickenburg, Arizona, under the late Pete Peterson. And it was 2007. That's 17 years ago. And Sheriff Mack is a symbol for freedom. He educates sheriffs that you are the last line of defense against this satanic Bolshevik communist takeover of this country, and that you can stand up and you're the authority in your county. And he goes all around the country. In fact, he's going to Florida next to do this. And he needs your support. We're going to talk about that a little later. But he's come on here today to talk to you about what we're all hearing. I'm hearing it. Paul Preston's hearing it. Along the lines, we're hearing an October surprise is coming, and I think it's going to happen if Kamala's real numbers don't come up. Richard, welcome to the show. Great to have you back, my friend.
Thanks a lot, David. It's always great to be home with you.
Yeah, that's how it feels. Just a couple of Arizona boys right here slugging it out the New World Order. Well, I'm getting a lot of the same info, but from different sources you are. And I've been told it's tied to Kamala's bad ratings. The internal polling for the Democrats, they even admit it, is different than the external polls. And her numbers are in the toilet. Martin Armstrong says she has a 10% approval rating. I don't know if they can cheat enough to win with those kinds of numbers. And the longer that she goes on, the more exposed she gets. I think those numbers are going to deteriorate. What are you getting in terms of what our audiences need to know?
Well, obviously, there have not been in place enough safety protocols or safeguards to protect the election in 2024. The international media, the mainstream media in America, all the Democrat news media that we know every day. Propaganda schemes work, Dave. Brainwashing works. It always has. Ask Adolf Hitler how he got 90% of the people to support him and what he was doing. Propaganda works, and the brainwashing that has been going on in this country has been phenomenal. That, but even if there's just 10% of the people that support her, wherever that percentage really lines up, you cannot tell me that reasonable, honest people want to look at the disaster that she and Biden have caused, all the lies that she told about Biden being competent and a hard worker, and that he was doing a great job. The media and the White House were lying about this for, well, ever since he was running for office. So it's been 4.5, 5 years now. And then just as soon as he stumbles a little bit, and quite honestly, Dave, for Biden, he actually did pretty good in that debate. For Biden, he did.
For Biden, yes.
Any other person would have said, oh, this was horrible. But the media knew who he was all along and knew the problems he was having and knew that they pulled the plug, literally pulled the plug on the national networks when people started asking him questions. When the media started asking him questions, they pulled the plug. And yet they still have this. And another thing that never is coming up now is all the accusations against Biden for being a girl sniffer. And for the sexual assaults that were leveled against him, mostly by the most egregious by Tara Reid. And Kamala came out during the campaign of 2020 and said she believed all of these ladies.
I know.
And yet nobody's saying anything about that and why she was so anxious to work for him after she said that she agreed that he was a pervert. And so none of this makes any sense, especially when you look at the disastrous catastrophe of the border and the crime now that is really starting to rise in America. And this is tiddlywinks. This is kindergarten stuff that's going on with the Venezuela gangs in Aurora.
Oh, yeah, I've covered that.
So now, because of the event that we're having September 6th and 7th in Orlando, I've been talking with a lot of sheriffs across the country. And two of them have told me that a disaster is coming, an attack is coming to America. Now, folks, look, we don't need sheriffs telling us this from the most reasonable and logical standpoints. They don't need to tell us anything. Just look at what's happening. First, during the last 4 years, international terrorist groups have infiltrated America because the southern border is open. So all they do is fly over to Mexico and walk through with the Latin Americans that are coming here illegally. Of course they were. That's anybody with common sense knows that is happening and knows it would happen. So the cartels have now joined up with the terrorist groups, and you can call them whatever you want. It used to be the Taliban, it used to be ISIS, that you now it's Hamas now, and look, it doesn't matter what they're called. We know they're here and we know they're the greatest enemies to America. And it is over 100,000 because I went to training 5 years ago and some of the greatest intel experts in the world were at this training, offered this training. And they said 5 years ago it was over 100,000 that have infiltrated America.
That's correct.
And so now we've had tens of thousands added to that since then. So, folks, you do the math and then ask yourself this question: why are they here? And some are trying to take over politically, but most of it, folks, is that they are assessing our most vulnerable spots and they're going to hit those spots. And the logic with that is our infrastructure. Now, Dave, the date that you and I've already talked about, they've issued a date. And I have a document right here from a sheriff's office. Okay. And I have not been allowed to sorry. I have not been allowed yet to disseminate this because it's an inter-office memorandum and policy that they are working on. But I can read some of it. And worst case scenario, this is at the top of the of the document I have in my hand. And
Is
this
this
was given
anonymous
to me
in
by a
ter
sheriff.
Sheriff, is this anonymous in terms of the source?
No, but I'm keeping it that way because he asked me to at this point.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm
Yeah,
asking.
so
Okay.
yes.
I just want
So
my audience to understand that
between
you've
you and me and
agreed.
your audience, yes, but I off the air I can tell you. In fact, I think I already did, but it's a sheriff, and he's a very good sheriff, and this is what he has put out within his department. Attack of hundreds and possibly over 1,000 armed enemy combatants in our area is very likely. I'm reading through this and I don't see the date that he gave me. As his plan is to build, well, is implemented prior. He's trying to say this needs to happen right away because we're trying to protect Election Day of 2024. You find information that would be beneficial for us to know. Turn it over and get it back to him. Pray we never have to use any of this. This is what he has already implemented. He says they don't want small organized bands of armed citizens that consist of about 5 to 20 people. He wants that organized and to stay under the control of the local sheriff's office. And I think that's smart. You don't want it so unorganized or disorganized that it becomes part of the problem.
Sheriff,
Okay.
let me say this though, in contrast to what he said, I agree with him up until the point of attack, and after the point of attack, people got to do what they got to do to protect themselves.
Well, of course. Yes, of course. And I think he would agree with that. But he's trying to get this really organized to where it's a great response. And so, yeah, I agree with him. If you're going to call out your posse and then give them assignments, great. Okay. And I'm all for that, and so is he. Okay, so again, this is from a very prominent sheriff. And then another sheriff I talked with from Texas just got back from training in Israel. He actually went to Israel. And the information they got there was even a little more of a threat than what this sheriff has garnered. So this is what they have already started or they've already completed, and that is the following. Input from command staffs of local police, fire, and rescue agencies within the county. So all of you know, there's lots of different police departments, especially in bigger counties, like Maricopa County here where I'm at. It's the fourth largest sheriff's office in the entire country. That's the greater Phoenix area. Well, they have Phoenix PD, they have Glendale PD, they have Scottsdale PD, they have Mesa PD, they have Gilbert PD, they have Chandler. It goes on and on. There's probably 25 or 30 police departments within Maricopa County. Okay. So just so you all know that, the sheriff is trying to coordinate these efforts with all of those, which is very smart. And that fact, to be honest with you, they should be doing that with threats or not threats. They should always be prepared and working together. And when I was sheriff, I met with all the local police departments, and there was only three others. But we met once a month just to keep abreast and try to be on the same page. So anyway, you try to keep the communications open. Okay, inform the county board of their plans. Input from local emergency management agency. Input from local ham radio operators and their club and people who are very adept at ham radios. I mean, this is just really smart stuff here. Mailer sent to local boards and councils of townships and cities. Schedule an informational meeting with all interested people, including the public. Identify areas of the county not covered by local township police and leaders. Future steps, 911 operators, training with ham radios and the people that know the ham radios. Purchase of ham radio equipment. This guy's really good. You really got to appreciate his leadership and insight here. Choose staging areas. And I really like this, so that the sheriff's office will have little staging areas or little if you I call them little police departments or little sheriff's offices, like say there's a business at a strip mall that it has just gone under something. You go in there and you ask these people, hey, can we use this building for a while? This is what we got going. And usually the renter will just say, yes, have it, sheriff. And they'll turn on the utilities and help them with that. We've actually seen police departments do that, and that's actually part of the community policing. And so choose eight staging areas within the county. Identify critical infrastructure and needs to protect it. Let me tell you right now, every sheriff in this country, and this is what we're going to be talking about September 7th, September 6th and 7th, every sheriff's office could be doing that. And folks, man, oh man, this is starting to gain a lot of momentum, and activists and other freedom groups, they're all coming together. And sheriffs are calling us every day saying, hey, I guess I better get there. How about I can't get there? I'll send somebody from my office. And then county commissioners, it's all coming together. But whether or not, I don't care if not a single sheriff or county commissioner comes, but we know that's not going to happen. We're going to send this out to all of them. And we're going to get everybody organized, and we're going to get everybody on the same page so that we are prepared. Why is October 7th the day that they think this is going to happen?
Yeah.
And Dave, you know how I feel about dates.
Yeah.
I
I agree.
there's been so many predictions that the sky is falling or this is going to happen on this date. Since you and I have known each other, those dates have come and gone, and it's very rare that they happen on the dates. Whether they happen on October 7th as a anniversary day of Hamas attacking on Israel and the murder and torture of these little children that they burned and did other things too. Look, I denounce all violence. I don't care who it is. I don't care what country it is. I don't care. Governments are not instituted to do any of this, and this needs to stop. Our own United States government was called by Martin Luther King in the year before he died. So I believe it was 1967. He called the United States of America the greatest purveyor of violence in the world. And folks, could you really deny that?
No,
Look
no.
at the wars that we went to, and look at the violence that they caused. Look at how many times they arrested Martin Luther King, over 30 times. And we are now picking up the mantle of protecting civil rights. The CSPOA, folks, the CSPOA is the one organization in the country that's pushing civil rights just as Martin Luther King was. And if the NAACP doesn't like that, fine, have them come talk to me. I would love to talk with them because they don't support civil rights anymore. They support the Democrat Party. And there's a huge difference there, folks. And that's made it all, the NAACP political instead of civil rights oriented. So this, again, two different sheriffs who I know very well and trust are giving us this information. They have said probably it's the intel is that they're going to do it on October 7th. Should we be prepared for October 7th? Yes, and for every day between now and then and the day after, every day after, because they're going to do something. Folks, again, Dave and I have talked about this. What do you think they're doing here? And we've got to get prepared.
Yeah, when I was speaking at Take Our Borders Back rally in San Diego the end of June, I hobnobbed with some people from Border Patrol, both active and retired. And the number they gave me for the terrorists that are here, 100,000 to 200,000, wide range, because we really can't count getaways because we don't
Right.
have
Yeah.
possession of them. The
Yeah.
other thing they said universally, and I'm getting this from multiple sources, 10,000 CHICOM men of military age are crossing our border every month. And that's the equivalent now, from what I've been told, to seven divisions of military. So, yeah, there's a large population base. And I want to remind you of one thing. When my friend Doug Thornton, broadcast partner Doug Thornton, was up in Portland working with DHS. He used to come on my show as Wrecker undercover and couldn't show his picture. But he was up there as a supervisor in Portland. And during that time, there were three busts made of large weapon storage caches around the country, three of them, big, huge. And I said, Doug, that doesn't sound like Antifa. And he goes, you're exactly right, Dave. He goes, they're incendiary devices, Molotov cocktails, and so forth. I said, well, who do you think it's for? He said, the Chinese that are coming in.
Yeah.
So they, I
So folks,
believe they
wrap
have,
that up
I believe they
with
have
all of
weapons
our enemies,
caches.
Russia, China, and all the Middle Eastern countries that hate us and our greatest enemies and the greatest purveyors of terrorism in the world. Right now, they're all here and they're working together. They're inside America.
Yeah, I have a theory, and actually someone who gave me the information you're talking about, slightly different angle, is that after the debate with Trump, if her numbers are still in the toilet, she got no bump from her interview with CNN. It was a joke. She got no real bump. Okay. Now, if her numbers go down or stay the same, I understand that this is when they're going to start pulling the false flags to do one of two things. And I want to get your opinion on this. One would be martial law, no election for everyone's safety. Donald Trump got shot. I mean, we're going to have all these excuses, but we'll take care of you, America. The second possibility that people are talking about to me is that they'll have an election, but everything will have to be done remote for our safety. And this is when they'll pull the big steal.
That sounds reasonable. Well, that sounds like a reasonable expectation from the powers that be, whoever controls those computers, which most of them are made in China. Oh, wow. What do you know? So, folks, it's good. If anybody tries to establish safeguards for voting, then of course they're immediately attacked as being racist. Anything, anytime the left doesn't agree with you on a, it doesn't matter what the issue is, you're a racist because they know that's the best way to marginalize anything you are or anything you say. And boy, has that happened to me a lot. I'm fed up with these groups and I'm fed up with the threats to our country. And I'm fed up with those of us who know better that we're sitting too much. And this is our event on September 7th is a call to action. It's an action plan. It is not a call to arms. It is a action plan, being prepared. Do we need to be armed? Absolutely. Anyone who would suggest that otherwise is your enemy, okay? And never turn your weapons of self-defense over to the government. I've been saying that for 30 years. 30 years, even before I filed the lawsuit against the federal government and won and to stop the gun control that we as sheriffs were forced to enforce by the government. And I said, no way, folks, this lawsuit saved the office of sheriff and it also saved the Second Amendment for about 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
But now we must act. We the people, the first three words of the Constitution. We must act and we must be prepared and we must have a relationship, a working relationship to establish some of these same safeguards and these preparations with our sheriff, with your sheriff. The sheriffs have got to wake up and you need to help them. And you need to say, yes, we're here to volunteer. We have a lot of people that want to work with you and help you in any way. We can be ham operators. We can help with, jail transports, we can help in the jail, we can help dispatch, whatever it is. Volunteer and be a support to your sheriff. And he is the last great hope for America. And there, to keep this peaceful, you got to have the sheriffs and the people on board. Folks, it might not stay peaceful, okay? It might not, but we need to prepare for all those eventualities.
I was going to mention this to you, Richard. You said that you've been talking about this for 30 years. And I know in the time I've known you, you've been talking about it. But there was a project done, and it's ongoing today at the University of Hawaii called the Democide Project. And I think it's important to interject this here. They studied 16 genocides in the 20th century. And they were trying to answer the question, first of all, who's more dangerous to a person's longevity? Is it their government or is it war? And they quickly concluded it was their government. And they found in the 16 genocides, the one precursor to every genocide was gun confiscation.
Disarmament.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about that. When Gorbachev raided invaded, oh, what country was it? It was one of the neighboring countries in Russia, but the first edict that was issued was for every citizen to turn in their guns. Folks, there cannot be takeovers. There cannot be enslavement where the people remain armed. If we would just study history, and everyone would make that and draw that same conclusion, no question.
You know, there is one exception, and the Chinese have talked about it in their internal documents that got released, the use of bioweapons against the American population. But here's the deal. I've actually had this discussion with military people I know, retired and active duty both, and they said, Dave, if this were to happen, the military right there would almost immediately rebel. They said the Air Force might not, some of the Army might not, but the rest of the service organizations would rebel if the Americans were being euthanized through bioweapons. What do you think?
I'm kind of 50-50 on that. There's been surveys done before, and I think you're familiar with one, some of them. If this was given to the military, and this was about 25 years ago, that all military were given a survey. If you were ordered by superiors to fire at unarmed American citizens, would you do it? And it was about 30% that said they would.
Yeah, and I think that number has grown, but here's the deal, Richard. Firing on a population is not the same as using bioweapons.
Well, that's true. You got me on that one.
That, well, that, that, listen, this is what a friend of mine who's a retired lieutenant general told me.
Well,
Guy I've worked with.
I hope that all of them would not go along and support any of this. I hope military will leave and go home and take care of their families. I hope that kind of takes care of it mostly, but
That is
I
a
don't
big
know.
question.
I just look at what has happened in our own country, FBI agents fire on people who are trying to escape from Waco. An FBI agent fires at an innocent woman at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, while she's holding a baby, and kill her in front of her two little
Randy
daughters.
Weaver's
And
wife, is that who you're talking about?
Vicky Weaver, of course. And then, of course, they try to blame the whole thing on Randy Weaver, who never even fired a shot at anyone. And
They
so,
shot his 15-year-old son in the back too.
and he was actually 14, but he looked 10 or 11 because he's very small for his age. You could literally say there's this 11-year-old boy there, and the FBI riddle him in the back. And after that, the reason was they had that problem. There was an armed confrontation because the U.S. Marshals riddled this dog, Stryker. They riddled his dog just for barking at him, but they didn't want to give up their location, so they killed the dog. And then, of course, when Sam saw the dog get riddled, he fired back. He didn't know who they were. And even if they did, he has a right to defend the life of his dog. And then after that, they murdered him, and Kevin Harris was with him, a friend of the family. And yet he didn't get shot for some reason. Maybe they were trying to take care of Marshall Deegan, who was the one that got shot. He was actually killed. One marshal was killed. We don't know who did it. It was either Sam or Kevin. But these things have happened, and it's like with the leftist media that these things never happened. Waco never happened. Ruby Ridge never happened. Kent State never happened. And it just the attacks and the attacks and the lies and the lies and the tyranny and the brainwashing and the scams with the White House and the national media just move on. They just keep rolling along. And just like this coup that the Democrats committed, and Pelosi probably headed it, to get rid of Biden and to put in Harris. Look, Harris and Biden are very similar in one case. Neither one of them could make any type of public presentation without a teleprompter. And we learned that in the debate because she didn't have a teleprompter in front of us.
Well, I know
And so,
why. Because
Yeah.
they're both controlled by the same puppeteers.
Of course.
There's not the that's not their ideas that they're trying to express.
Yes. And also a very low IQ on Kamala's part.
Oh, and that the truth? She's dumber
Yes.
than a box of rocks. I wanted to ask you something else procedurally, and this is law enforcement related question. Let's say things go to hell in a handbasket on October 7th or a date nearby. I don't see FEMA and DHS doing anything other than lip service. I don't see them coming to the rescue. Do you?
I don't think they'll be able to, even if they wanted to. Yeah, there's going to be too many spots. There's going to be too many areas of attack. And so which one? And FEMA, quite honestly, is not even supposed to go where violence is happening. That's just like the
That's true.
fire department.
That's true.
Fire department doesn't go in until it's all settled. Okay. And so, folks, a lot of this, we're going to be left on our own. You hope to be organized. Very well with like this with this good sheriff here. You want to be organized and you want to be prepared.
What
And
about the
first of
National
all,
Guard? Do you think the National Guard would respond?
I hope the governors start getting them alerted and trained and ready to go. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. National Guard. The governor can call out the National Guard within the that state. The sheriffs can mobilize posses and get
Yeah.
them trained. You know, so
Do you see Newsom calling out the National Guard, though? I don't.
Who?
Newsom or a governor like him.
Oh no, Newsom, no,
How
hell
about
no.
our own
He,
Katie Hobbs in Arizona? I don't see that either.
she's probably running for the dumb butt award against Kamala. I find her extremely ignorant
Oh.
and just absolutely clueless. She really is clueless, and how these people how these people like. Well, I know how Kamala Harris did it. She slept her way to the top, and then she got in the right spot with Biden, and she hasn't received a single vote, you know. And so to put her in by acclamation because that's what the Democrat high up said, or that's what the puppeteer said to do, I find all of that so alarming and so revealing, a huge exposure. If you want transparency, look at how she became the Democrat nominee for president of the United States. Does it all sink in, folks, what a joke this is, but also how dangerous it is for all of us?
You know, it just
So.
occurred to me as you were talking, the timing was not an accident to take Biden out. They did it at a time when they could bypass any voting approval for Kamala within their own party. That just occurred to me. I know she didn't
And
get any votes.
no.
I just thought it was their disregard for any kind of democratic process. But I look at it now, they knew a like Robert Kennedy would have beat her hands down. Absolutely. You're so right on the money. Well, I think you're right. We are on our own. I think there are governors like in Florida that would call out the National Guard to protect as much as they could and protect the people. But see, I don't think it's just going to be infrastructure, Richard. I think they're going to attack water, which is part of infrastructure.
Yeah,
But
that's part of it.
here's what I'm saying. How about an NFL football game? You got 70,000 people there.
Yeah, that's always been one, and I've always worried. I've always said that to my wife. I said I really worry about stadiums filled with people, and I also worry about churches, movies. Well, way before church attacks and way before movie theater attacks, I told my wife about that. And she goes, oh yeah, you know, and so, and then the one happened in right outside Denver. What was it? I can't remember the town, but
Columbine?
anyway, well, was it the same town as Columbine, the theater and the school?
Oh, it was
Because I was.
Aurora, Colorado, a mile from where I grew up at the Aurora
Oh,
Mall.
okay.
Yeah. I
But there's
wanted to
been.
ask you about Colorado and these
Oh, of
Venezuelans.
course.
Okay, I grew up about 6 miles away from the apartment complex where the shootout took place. But listen, I have friends and family that still live in the area there. They live in Aurora. And I have to tell you what they're telling me. Number one, the Aurora police are completely in stand down mode, refuse to respond to calls to help the people against these Venezuelans. And number two, the incident is not just confined to this apartment complex, which is near the old Lhari Air
Oh, of
Force Base.
course.
It's also
Yes.
in the Aurora Mall, Buckingham Square area. They are carjacking people at gunpoint, and the police will not even respond to the call. Do you? I have now. I've heard this about the Aurora Police. I have not heard it about the Arapahoe County Sheriff, where this area is located. Tell me, Richard, do you know anything about the Arapahoe County Sheriff?
I don't
Okay.
know.
Because that would be the jurisdictional sheriff there. And I have
Yes.
he's not come up in my discussions. And I've asked people, they said MIA is what one person told me. What? I said, the absence is conspicuous. He should be in the media addressing this. The only two officials that are addressing this thing in Aurora are a Aurora City Councilwoman and the mayor. The mayor said this is interesting. In print, he said this in the Aurora Sentinel. Someone is placing these gangsters in our city. That's pretty telling.
Of course. Yeah, and also the district attorney came out. He was on Fox yesterday. And so those three, and the
Those
city
three. Okay, I haven't heard
councilwoman,
the third one.
actually, she helped move Cindy Romero to another location, a safer location, because she had been complaining about this for weeks, weeks and weeks, where she was complaining about these gang members going after her, and she was fearing for her life, and she needed to get out of there. And she's been trying to move, and nobody would help her move. And so, literally, I think it was the city councilman you were referring to that helped get her out of there. And but, folks, this is the type of chaos, and this is the beginning. This is just kindergarten stuff. Very few people have been killed. The infrastructure has not been attacked yet, but a lot of the infrastructure has been shut down because so many people are afraid to go anywhere. Yeah, it's if we could just take Aurora as an example and understand that nearby, how many miles away is Denver from Arapahoe and Aurora? What, 10,
They share a
15?
common boundary. When you cross Yosemite
Yes.
Avenue, you go from Aurora into Denver. It's a continuous block.
Yeah, right.
It's much like
So
Glendale to Phoenix, same thing.
yeah, okay. So what do we have? You have Denver as a sanctuary city who's been inviting the illegal aliens in for years. Yeah. And now it's a Frankenstein biting us on the butt, and people are going, "Oh, wow. What happened? Man, this must be Trump's fault. Trump's a danger to democracy." Oh, for God's sakes.
Trump isn't even in office. You know, it's like these abortion ads. Trump is killing women because he's denying life-saving abortions. Wait a minute. It was a Supreme Court decision during Biden's presidency, not Trump's. Crazy what's going on. Hey, I wanted to ask you to speculate for a minute, given your experience. Why would the Denver police are as guilty as Aurora police, too? I should throw that in. Why would the Aurora and the Denver police refuse to respond to citizens' calls for helps against groups like this? Is it because they're outgunned or they're playing a political game?
I would tend to think that it was because they're outmanned and they're outgunned, and it's a little bit fear, and it's a little bit being cautious, but it's a little bit too that they don't have the capability of taking on this many. If it was just one call here and one call there, but when you're talking about hundreds of calls and hundreds of armed Venezuela gang members, where did they begin? And they've been caught off guard. They weren't prepared, and their city councils don't even want them to respond and take care of this, because the city councils don't want to take blame for it. So they're playing politics with it, and I believe that it's a combination of the criteria I just gave you. Most of it, if you find out, for instance, on Halloween one year. When I lived over in West Phoenix, when I was teaching school out in Levine, so this was just like 4 or 5 years ago. Halloween night, there were so many different loud parties and loud music. One was right behind our home, and they had a live band going on until 5 o'clock in the morning. And my wife and I, literally, the walls, the windows were shaking in our house. And I almost got a garden hose and went and sprayed it over the wall, but I thought, if I ruined all their electric guitars and all their equipment, I'd be looking at $3,000 to $5,000 worth. But you know, when I called the police, We called them probably 7 or 8 times. They said, "We can't respond because there's too many. We keep going to going and going." As many police officers as Phoenix has, and along with Maricopa County deputies, they couldn't respond. So finally, I said, "Look, I'm retired law enforcement. I'm going to go take care of it myself." And then she thought that she had a confrontation. And so within 10 minutes, somebody came. But for the most part, they had too many calls and they couldn't handle it. And that was just with loud music complaints, nothing else. Fireworks and loud music. Folks, this is calls of violence and gang violence and organized violence. And police departments have got to be prepared for that. And that they would need to take, send 4 to 6 officers per call just so that they have adequate backup.
I hear you. I hear you, but I'll tell you, most of your police departments aren't this way. But when we still have our old house in Glendale, and we had a family gathering over there. My mother-in-law had moved into the house, and we had had like 15 people over. I'm interviewing the late Jim Mars with my news director. The week before, I'm at the state capitol. We're fighting our property rights battle out here, and McCain's people were leading the charge against us. And I said, "Okay, you don't want to respect our rights." When John McCain's campaigning for presidency and the nomination for his party in Connecticut, I'll be on Good Morning Connecticut the next morning. They threatened me right there in front of witnesses, in front of other state legislators who were in support of us. 1 week later, 8 shots fired over my house. Let me tell you how the Glendale PD handled it. They showed up, but they took 20 minutes to come to an in-city shots fired call. And they admitted they got dozens of phone calls. 3 weeks later, we got a report. It was fireworks from 3 blocks away, and we had two eyewitnesses to the shooting. My next door neighbor was a Vietnam vet. He knows guns when he sees them. And you look at that, and I'm telling you, it was McCain's influence that got a police department to stand down, just like they're doing in Aurora.
And I think that most of the stand down is political, just like I said, because Denver and these other city councils, these leftist extremists, don't want to take any blame for allowing this to happen. And this is another thing I'm going to start with our CSPOA work. We're going to confront every sheriff in this country with his responsibility to investigate the White House and Washington, D.C. politicians for corruption and the criminal activity. Dave, you know this as well as I do. It is a crime to aid and abet illegal aliens coming into this country.
That's right.
That is a crime. Aiding and abetting and actually intentionally bringing them here, busing them in, flying them in, putting them in hotels, giving them money after they're here. All of that is aiding and abetting these criminal gangs that are now attacking us in America. Kamala and Biden have committed that crime, and other politicians in Washington, D.C. as well. And I asked a sheriff last night who was talking to me about September 7th, because he's going to be there. And I said, "Sheriff, tell me honestly, do you not believe that every sheriff should be investigating folks? That has to happen first. Tell Ivan Raiklin, investigations must happen first, okay? Not after the fact of arrests. They need to happen first. So we want every sheriff to investigate." And I asked him that. He goes, "You know what? I'm going to get back to you on that, but I think you have something there."
I agree with you. I totally agree.
So
You know what's interesting is,
that's on our list to do. That's on our to-do list, folks, as if we didn't have anything else to do.
no, I'm glad to hear you're doing this. What we know right now, I interviewed JJ Carell, and he's one of many saying this, former Border Patrol high-ranking officer, and he said the Biden administration is laundering money to NGOs to bring these gangs here. And he's not the only one saying this, but he said that on my show about a month ago. This is criminal facilitation, crimes against Americans
Yes.
perpetrated by this administration, including the border czar Kamala Harris.
And it could rise to treason
It is
easily,
treason.
easily. And so you could investigate them for treason if you want, but they might think, well, that's a federal offense because it's an Article 1, Section 8 of treason. So, but criminal in every county that has had any illegal aliens do anything wrong in their counties, or even if they're just there, it's against the law for them to be there, let alone start all these gang shopliftings and all these attacks and beating up police and literally beating up police and then walking away from it, walking away. But they prosecute Trump in the same jurisdiction,
No,
for God's sakes.
I hear you. I know the police are outgunned with these gangsters coming into the country. Do you foresee the police being armed with things like Mach 10 machine guns?
I certainly think that if they do a careful analysis of what how they should be armed, that would be already happening. And I hope they are, for heaven's sakes. They need to get moving on that. Yes. When LA had those two guys dressed up in all the protection gear, bulletproof from the head to the toe, one cop had to stop into a local gun shop and borrow a gun so that he could penetrate their ballistic uniforms. And that's what stopped it finally. But these guys were killing people at random, and but it took an officer to go get a gun from a gun shop, to neutralize these suspects. I think law enforcement's going to make that decision. And in fact, I'm going to call the sheriff and ask if they've done that, because that's a great question, Dave.
But
Very
we
good.
got to match their weaponry. But I don't see it under this regime, and here's why.
Well, of
There's something
course.
I came across 2 months ago. It was called the Equity Commission. Now they've scrubbed it from the internet, but I took notes and I still have my notes. It was a $20 million Harris Biden project, and they were going to use this for campaign fodder, and they were going to say, we're going to disarm patrol officers that are set out to pull over speeders and drunk drivers. They want to have a social worker with them. They can't have mace. They can't have anything protective that could be used in a violent means to subdue the person. This was called the Equity Commission, and basically it was disarming the police, as if we don't already have a manpower problem already with police shortages. The police would have been walking towards the exits if this happens. I mean, the traffic stop is the most dangerous thing a police officer can do. At least right now, until the terrorism gets started. Richard,
And domestic disputes or family fights, because they
that's
stage them.
true.
They
That's
stage
true.
them. Yeah.
Traffic stops, I think, are number three on the list. And I think domestic violence is number one for taking police lives.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
if I'm not mistaken.
No,
But I
that's
do see
accurate.
our country going in this direction. But we got to protect our police too. We have to arm them with the same
Amen.
weapons that are going to be used against them.
Absolutely.
Did you see that video where they were breaking into the home, the apartment in Aurora, and the one guy had a sniper's rifle?
They were all very well armed, all of them. And I actually noticed the pistol in one of the guys to the left of the door. And so yeah, folks, they are well funded and they are well armed and they are full of it, because they've been paid to be full of it, and they're ready to attack, and it's only going to get worse. And we can sit and talk about it, or we can get busy. And folks, the way you get busy is county by county. Okay? We can take America back that way, but right now we've got to defend America that way.
I agree. Let's talk about CSPOA a little bit for people who are seeing us together for the first time. Talk about your organization, your objectives, and how people can help you and become a part of it.
Well, folks, we've been doing this for 15 years. We established the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Guess who can be a member of that? All of you, and you should. And yes, we need your financial support. This huge meeting we're having in, we just had a meeting in April, but this one's our normal annual one happened in April in Las Vegas. But now this is an emergency meeting, and we're having it in Orlando because the Florida Freedom Foundation asked us to do this with them, and we're doing it. And so we're going to have a great contingency in Florida. All of you are welcome to attend. A lady called me yesterday. She goes, I can't make it there. I'm from West Virginia or wherever it was. And I said, okay, what can you do? And she goes, I can definitely donate. And I said, great, thank you. And I said, we only want you to do what you really can do. Okay? Some people can donate. Some people can come and donate. Some people can make calls, and some people have the wherewithal to work with their sheriff and try to get him there. So, folks, whatever it is, one person came and said, called me and said, how much does it cost to get one sheriff there? And I said, $750. He sent the $750 to us. So, folks, to keep us funded, become a member of our posse. It's $11 a month, or it's $99 a year. There's no contract. We train you every Wednesday at our Sheriff's Posse, CSPOA Posse webinar. Every Wednesday, you
What
get
time
on
is
our
that,
list. We tell you,
Richard?
pardon
What
me,
time do you hold that?
12:30 Arizona time. Okay. I'll send you that. But it's 12:30 Arizona time. Wait a minute. It's 3 hours, 1:32. Yeah. And it's 3:30 Eastern time. So folks, Mountain time, that would be 1:30, 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern.
What kind of
Folks,
training do you do there, Richard?
how you work with your sheriff. How you work with your sheriff mostly. What sheriffs are doing across the country as well. But how do you contact your sheriff? What do you say to the sheriff? And you go from there. It depends on how what his response is. And then you tell him that you're a member of the CSPUA posse and you want to help form a posse with him. And folks, this is so logical. It's so constitutional. And it's taking back America. It's preparing America and defending America, county by county, one good group of people with a great constitutional sheriff. The leadership is there, the people are there, and the defense is created.
And that's CSPOA.org. Is it a dot org?
Yes,
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
And you can see about our event. You can donate for that event right now, ready to go at CSPOA.org.
Okay.
Make a donation, say where you want it to go when you make the donation, or even more importantly, become a member of the posse and work with us. And if you don't like what we're doing, quit. But
Yeah,
at the
no,
beginning,
there's nothing
help
not to
us.
like about what you're doing. Hey, there's one more thing I wanted
Good.
to bring up, and it's kind of a
Good.
sidebar. All over the internet now, these I don't know what you call them, but guys that go out with cameras, and you have a right to film police and their activities. You don't have a right to get too close. You don't have a right to interfere, but you can't
Exactly.
film. And then sometimes they agitate the cops into acting unprofessionally. But I would say this to the public, who thinks these channels are a good idea. The police are outgunned and they're outmanned, and a lot of them know the threat that's here. I've talked to some police about this. They know these people are here with bad intentions. Can you blame these police for being suspicious like this? I think it's a defensive reaction. The one thing I would say, though, Richard, is the supervisors of police need to really educate their police when they can ask for an ID and when they can't, unless they're in an ID state. I see that
Yeah,
mistake all the time on the internet,
I do too.
but I understand why the police are nervous.
But what you're talking about, there's no problem with this is just a pride fight. There is no problem with a police officer telling the person they just stopped what they did. They said,
Exactly.
tell me what I did, or I'm not giving you my license. Because if there's no probable cause for the stop, I don't have to give you boo. And if the officer would just say, okay, you were speeding, or you have a tail light out, or whatever it is. Officer, do not make that a pride fight. Okay?
Yeah.
Just tell him. Okay, tell him. Now, give me your license. Okay? Now, if they don't do it, then it's completely on
Well, then the
the
guy
driver.
deserves to be arrested at that point. I totally agree with you.
Yeah,
But I'm just
and
saying that, listen, my sympathy on the scale of justice, I fall with the police because most police aren't out to get people. Just
correct.
don't piss them off. They're human beings like everybody else.
Yeah.
Just cooperate, but don't let them violate your rights. Stand up for your rights. But I'll tell you, the street is not the place to defend your rights physically.
That is right.
Go to court.
Yeah.
Go to court. And this is a growing
And I'm
phenomenon.
against people not having driver's licenses. That is not the hill you want to die on. You
No,
might be
I
right. You
agree with
might,
you.
I don't have to have a driver's license. That's not a hill to die on. Give him your driver's license. If you don't have one, go get one.
Yeah.
Okay? Makes it simple.
I would say to people with cameras that want to agitate the cops, go join the sheriff's posse if you want to be useful. Okay? I'm being very serious. Join CSPOA.org.
Very good.
Richard,
Very good.
always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. You're
Thanks,
one of
Dave.
our best guests. I appreciate you, and I'm really looking forward to our venture together with Scotty Sachs and Sovereign Radio, and we're going to have a
Yeah.
great time. We'll have to talk about that
Hey,
sometime.
and if you want to be there a week from today, you're invited.
Where's that at?
Orlando.
I got to talk to the commander in chief.
All
All right, my friend. Hey, thanks for joining.
right. Thanks, man. See you
Take
soon.
care.
God bless everybody. Thank you.